Good morning. 8:23 a.m. Sunday, October the 6th, 2019. I'm doing a lot better today. Thank you, Carla, for the words of encouragement. And the really nice review on Goodreads. So here we are. It's frosty. I try to struggle to get my book, my glove back on here. Come on. There you go. Okay. I'm really looking forward to getting around the corner here and starting the eastward run because sun's up high enough and it's beginning to burn through the clouds that the extra heat is going to feel good. Ambient temperature is about 46 degrees. The breeze makes it feel a lot colder. My nose is running. My nose is cold. I got my gloves on. I got a hoodie on. And the hood is up. Keeping my ears warm. So, yeah, I've been eating a frog. I ate the frog today. I ate the frog yesterday. I think I missed the day before, but I got the one in before that. So I've been chipping away at it. And the more chips I get, the more anxious I am to get the next chip in, So I've got, six or eight scenes that were missing, or six or eight points that needed to be made in the book that got dropped in the first beta read. And I've chipped away two of them. Some of the others. I've got a couple that I might be able to combine. So when I get these done, I'm going to sit down and read the thing through to find out just how badly I've patched things together. And then I'll send it off to Karen so she can get her work going on it. Today's only the 6th. I suppose it could be possible I could publish it by the end of the month, but don't hold your breath. I still don't have covers. I need my covers. I'm looking off to the. I've now come around the corner here. I've got a better view of the sky. The sun is just burning these clouds off. They're just dissipating. They're where it was really heavy clouds before. The clouds are still there, but there's so many fewer of them. It's less. I don't know if it's less, it's fewer. There ain't as much cloud. Words, I have some. I don't always have the right ones, but I have some. So I ordered a planner. I don't think I mentioned this yesterday, but one of my colleagues, Corinne O'Flynn, has a spiral bound 18-month calendar planner. And it goes from the last quarter of this year, which we're currently in, to the first quarter of 2021. So it's this year plus 3 on the front end and plus 3 on the back end, which is really a good, it's really a good size. Did I mention this yesterday? Probably. I've ordered it anyway. Well, let's see what comes. Push the hood back here. I'm at that point where I'm building up a good amount of heat inside, so it's like, okay, let a little of it out so I don't cook. Recording. We are. Okay, good. So, yeah, the book is coming. The book is coming along. It's, I think I could see the light at the end of the tunnel again. And one of my frustrations with this book is that I've tried to write it so many times. I've actually written it, or at least the first parts of it. I don't even remember how many times. 4 times, 5 times. It's been a decade since I started trying to figure out what this book was going to be. And it's going to be okay. It'll be fine. I'm just at that stage where I've spent 10 months, 9 months, on one title. It only takes me 5 months to write a novella, for crying out loud. You'd think I could put this thing together and put it to bed, but no. Got a few tunes in this morning. For some reason, the Headspace app chops off the audio after about 7 minutes. It's supposed to run for 10, but it's chopping it off at 7. I don't exactly know why. I may have to reinstall it or something. I also need to get back to my daily sitting in silence practice. Getting the noises in my head to quiet down a little bit. The ADHD is pretty bad right now. Oh, feel that. Wow. I just came around the corner. Doors. Holy cow. This is almost... They look kind of narrow. This almost has to be office. Office. No. Hotel. Motel. It's got a massive footprint, and there's like 10 stacks of doors sitting here on pallets. That's an interesting smell. I wonder if that's me. I got my soap. I don't know if I mentioned that I subscribe to Dr. Squatch's soap. Coming up. Get ready. Sit with me. One post. I subscribe to a bar a month. And the first month is I picked a sampler. So I have three different scents. The first one is cedar and citrus. And I was a little leery when I first smelled it because it's got its strong soap. It is really strong. Scented. But it does smell like cedar. It does smell like cedar with a little bit of, well, I'm not going to say orange, but maybe lemon or something. It's got a little tang. It's quite lovely. It's soap. The soap itself is really nice. It's a bit expensive, but I last night was the first night I was able to use it, so we'll see how it works out. My wife is sensitive to scents, to aromas, so it may be too much. To be fair, I don't think it's any stronger than a good dose of, like, Old Spice antiperspirant or anything. And Old Spice deodorant. But we'll see. It's a different scent. We'll see if she notices. Okay. I completely forgot about watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. yesterday. I was reading book 3 of The Wandering Engineer. And just kept reading, and I did the dinner thing, and where I usually would then sit down and have dinner and watch a little TV, I just broke out the book and kept going. This is a good thing, I think. The more I read, the more I write. The more I want to write, the more I do write. I still keep running into these people who think that if they're not doing 90% of their time on marketing, they're somehow failing and complaining that they don't have enough time to write. It's like, this isn't how it goes. There's a reason you're frustrated with it, because if you don't have product to sell, it doesn't matter how good your marketing is. Okay, I'm feeling a lot better today than I did yesterday. The sun feels good. Holy cow. So I'm still watching Mrs. Maisel. She just did the her first gig at the Concord. I don't know if she's going to do another one there or not, but this cast is just amazing. There's some faces that I recognize. Tony Shalhoub, for one, who is just marvelous as the father. Abe. See where that truck was going to turn. He turned away from me and then goosed it. Ooh, I'm impressed. Listen to that. I'm really enjoying Mrs. Maisel. Not necessarily for the stand-up bits, because the stand-up bits are good, but the story is so intriguing. The story of a woman who's trying to find her identity, who's trying to find her place in the world, who's trying to find... trying to find herself. And her mother, the scenes of her and her mother, and her mother and her father in Paris. Oh. Wonderful. And then I go and watch, you know, some like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and it's like, first it was Adrian Pashdar, now they've got David Warburton playing a role. It's like, you gotta be kidding me. David Warburton is the guy who does the Enterprise in control guy. The Enterprise car rental. Or I can pick any car in the line and not have to talk to anybody. And it's like, why did Enterprise think that having an asshole represent the average business traveler was a good idea? I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be humorous. Really? I don't know. Those commercials just bug the crap out of me. I'm taking my glove off. You know what that means? I have to start pushing buttons on this phone because I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.